calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Good morning. Thank you for calling UPMC CHC. This is Shai on the recorded line. How may I help you today?
Hi, it's Stella. I'm calling from Family First Home Care regarding a mutual member. I was just on the line with the rep and she just hung up on me. I'm just trying to reach the service coordinator for that member, or I need assistance. I want to help me.
Okay. And you said it was Bella with a B or Stella with an S?
Stella with an S.
Okay. Thank you. All right, Stella. And what is your callback number in case we are disconnected?
It's 267-551-7406.
Thank you. And do you have your NPI or tax ID?
Sure. Tax ID is 822-843-555.
You said 843-555?
5555.
Okay, and what's the members that you're inquiring about, their ID number?
Their ID need?
Yes, please.
Or Medicaid ID. That's 00101622204.
All right, let me get that pulled up here just one moment. Is that for Kimberly Atkins?
Correct.
Okay. And may I have you confirm her date of birth and home address?
Sure. Home address is 2120 West Tioga Street, 19-19140. Her date of birth is 4. Let me pull it up. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for verifying that for me, Stella. And one moment here. Let me see if Sharita is available.
So Sharita was supposed to show up today at 10 o'clock for an assessment, and she hasn't shown up. And I don't have her direct line to reach her. The patient doesn't have her direct line as well. So we're just checking with the phone guy.
Oh, okay. Let me see here.
Okay, 1 second. The patient is calling me. Just hold on. Let me see what she has to say.
Okay.
Bring up the patient on the line because she said she just hung up with the service coordinator and she said like she wants to switch service coordinator.
Okay.
Because she just didn't show up. Just hold on, I'll bring her on the line. Okay.
Yes.
Hello.
Okay, so I brought Kimberly on the line. She would like to get a new service coordinator as the service coordinator is not responding to her, like she's not really showing up when she needs and we really need to get
Excuse me. Let me explain.
Okay.
Because she has to come visit me. I can give you more detail because you don't know.
Sure. Just go ahead, Kimberly.
Thank you. I did get a hold of her, okay? She told me that she's late. She's running a lot. It seems like she has a lot to do. She's juggling a lot. But I specifically told her, as long as she's my coordinator, you can put everybody else on the back burner. But like, make sure you call me first to let me know what you late or this. Because I am a real hyper person. I get on the phone to get to cussing and fussing about my business and about my health. And I'm not trying to do that. So when it comes to my life and my job, my life, you got to be up on point with it. Because if you ain't, I will drop you like a hot fucking potato. Because you work for me. I don't work for you. That's what the state and the people got to realize. They are up under me. They work for me. So I can drop anybody. So you got to be on the ball when it comes to Miss Kimberly J. Atkins. If you ain't, I will drop you. Because my life is more important than your fucking job. Excuse me for cussing. But that's how I feel this morning. That's how I feel this morning. I'm sorry for cussing, but that's how I feel. I don't play no games when it comes to my health or my life.
Kimberly, sure. We all understand you, and we're going to get this resolved. That's why I have UPMC on the line, and let me see from them what they can do, what they can offer for you. Because we really want your health going forward.
She's saying that she's coming out. But like I said, by hearing her in the background, she seems like she's going to be still a lot more late.
Right.
So I need to get somebody. It seems like she says she's going to come. She's still saying she's going to come. When I did get a hold of her. I did, after I spoke to you. Because, listen, when I kept calling and calling, I wasn't sure if it was the number, she kept pushing and ignoring, but I kept calling back.
Oh, wow.
And she eventually answered, and I had to let her know how I feel. You need to get here on your job, you're late.
Right.
So, listen to this. I can't understand how you on the job and you working, you late. You're supposed to be on time before
right.
the 10 o'clock.
Right. I understand. So what can we do, UPMC rep? What can we do right now? Because we want her to get
Ms. Atkins, can I ask you, are you verbally saying that you want to switch SCs? Because this Stella said that you wanted to switch
Excuse me. I didn't say that. No, I don't. I want to see if this coordinator is going to come out today. If she don't come out today, I will call UPMC and I will disown her as a coordinator.
Understood. I just want
to clarify. But I'm going to allow her to come out. I'm going to allow her to come out. If she don't show up today, I'm dropping her today. And
not
I let her know that today.
Okay?
I did.
Not a problem.
So can we
like
want to wait until tomorrow to see if she shows up? Because
I am a giving and loving person. I do have a kind heart, you know.
Yes,
so I'm going to allow her to see if she come out. But she got up until 3 or 4 o'clock today to be out here. If not, I am dropping her.
Understood. No problem. So we'll go ahead and give her time to show up, do the assessment for you.
Yeah,
you know, anything, give us a call back. We'll go ahead and put the request in, switch.
Yes, ma'am. Who am I speaking with?
Yep, this is Shy from UPMC.
Okay, Shy, yes. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Shy.
Okay,
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you, both of you. If we'll need anything else, we'll reach out again. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day, Kimberly and Shy.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.